Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
This episode of Sewing Out Loud is brought to you by the Made to Measure Leggings class from SewHere.com. This online class brings Zeedee right into your sewing room to show you how to measure, draft, and construct a pair of leggings based on your personal measurements. Go to SewHere.com/leggings to find out more and get access to all the videos and course materials immediately. That's SewHere.com/leggings.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of Zeedee Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, Zeedee and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm Zeedee Donahue.
And today we're going to take on the topic of building and butchering.
Except really you butcher first.
No.
And then you build.
Well, I think you can do both or one or the other.
Okay.
Depending on your...
I was just trying to get some angst in there.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Great.
Yeah.
We need more of that.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, well, I think I need some more angst in my life. I was just thinking that.
Well, that way we can have the storyline and we can have resolution and a climax and all this.
Okay. Well, it does. It's definitely, this episode is about problem solving, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Big time. And the original inspiration for this is bra butchering.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what we brought up. Yes.
In your notebook. You said, I've got bra.
It's not the first thing I learned to butcher.
No.
Yes. Okay.
That's what was written down in your notebook.
Well, I think they said we had an episode about a costume or something. I said, we didn't talk about bra butchering because there was bra butchering involved in that costume.
Yeah. So I don't know if we'll see if there's a whole episode about bra butchering here, but
we have plenty of things we butcher.
Yes. Lots of butchering and then building. And actually, I was up here sewing and I was, straightening the studio a bit, and I see this.
I know. I walked in and I thought that someone had robbed us because I didn't know that.
Have you not
Mallory
been up here in a few days?
Yeah, I was up here a few days ago and I thought somebody robbed us.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I was curious.
And then I kind of looked around and stuff was still here and I thought, oh, Mallory hired someone to clean the studio.
That's right. The person who robbed you also Windexed the surfaces.
I know. It was all bright and clean and things were like orderly. I liked it.
No, and I'm still working on it. But I was
put back in their containers. It was wonderful.
I made a pair of jeans too.
Oh, at the same time?
Yep.
Well, do they still fit?
Well, we'll talk about that's another episode. Over in a basket though, what I saw was a bra where the cups had been cut out. And I don't know what else has been done to the bra, you know,
or why that was done. Why it was done that way.
Yes. Bras are.
Sounds like a burlesque costume to me.
There you go. Yeah. You know
where they just have like the underwire, but there's no cup?
Yeah.
Yes.
The cupless, and then they put the pasties on and then get them to twirl in like different directions.
Right.
And
I can't do that.
But apparently there are
classes. I can go in different directions, but I cannot coordinate the directions.
Okay. Apparently there are classes for such things.
Yes, there are.
I'm just going to go ahead and put that on my bucket list. Like
I was going to say, so I would do that.
At some point, we'll do it. Okay, so bra butchering is one of the things that you really do need to add to your repertoire. If you are making costumes, if you are making, I don't know, if you're going to build a formal dress, if you're going to help somebody out or whatever – a bra is such a great thing to bring into the mix.
I mean, a wedding dress.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, how many wedding dresses have we call it the boob sling.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a real bra, but we, you know, put a sling under the breast to hold them up, things like that.
So when you get a ready-to-wear bra, okay, you're getting quite a bit for your money.
Yes.
Even on the high-end side.
I think I am.
If you even just to, you know, take out your time that it would take you to source the underwires, to just do the basic sewing of the bra and everything, it is very time intensive, right?
Absolutely.
And so,
and you have to be a fairly, what should I say, pristine sewer if you want to get a nice product.
Yes.
Because it's intricate sewing.
Yeah. So buying a bra or using an old bra to do something, which we'll talk about these possibilities here, is just a huge time saver. You're
right.
Getting that hook, an eye in the back system already attached, all of the elastic,
all those little findings,
yes,
so to speak, like, you know, what the little slides on the,
mm-hmm,
or whatever, or that the elastic matches the bra or what. Of course, sometimes I'm using like a bright orange bra, you know, under something.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, it's a great source. And as, like, when you just said that, I was thinking, well, not only, you know, when you use that bra for that time, say you wear it for a while.
Right.
Then say you decide to butcher it. And when you go to butcher it, you may not even use all of it.
Right.
You may cut the back out,
yeah,
or something, but then you save the back.
And then you can use that at another point.
What does our box say? Bra what?
I think it says butchered bras.
Oh, does it say,
yes,
butchered
it
bras?
It says butchered bras.
It does.
Oh, that's a good photo for the podcast, is what I should take a picture of that. So, yeah, save all these little pieces.
Right.
Like you're saying.
The little rings, the little hoops, little slides, little whatever they are.
All the strappy straps.
Right.
You might even use it for, you know, you can use it for a closure on something else. So what is something that you have done recently with a butchered bra?
Well, the thing that I have done most recently with the butchered bra was an Ariel costume.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that part.
Right,
that
it was a leotard style costume, which I don't have to wear a bra, but for everyone else's comfort, I should wear a bra.
Well, and you want to wear a bra.
Right,
you know,
right. Well, honestly, when I go upside down,
uh-huh,
you know, I want them to come back in the place I started out.
That's,
and if,
right,
I don't have a bra on, I'm not sure they will.
Right, right.
And, you know, obviously it was a family show. So you're trying to, you know, keep it comfortable for everyone in the audience, right?
Right, right.
All the parents,
okay,
in the audience or whatever.
So what did you do? This is, so if you've listened to the most recent,
right,
ZD's Ariel costume, we didn't mention this bra.
Right.
And that's why I think this got written down. So tell us what you did to put it into this leotard.
Well, honestly, I didn't do a whole lot.
Okay,
I felt like,
no,
this was pretty easy. So it had a low back in it, this leotard. It was a mesh back, but yes, you could see through it.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I didn't really want the bra to come around the back. So actually what I did is I put power mesh in the back.
Uh-huh.
So that...
Power shaper net.
Power shaper,
okay,
net, right. And then I chopped off the sides of the bra.
Yes.
Okay. And actually, this was not my bra. This was actually Hillary's bra.
Uh-huh.
So, and I have no idea how old this bra was. And I hope she doesn't mind if I talk about her bra size. But whatever bra.
Too bad.
Whatever bra. at whatever time she was wearing this bra.
Yeah.
It was a 34D.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I tend to wear a 30, anywhere from a 32 double D to a 32G.
Uh-huh.
So I knew that her cups, the cups in this 32D or 34D might fit.
Right.
Okay, and that's all a, like, ratio thing. So
sister sizing.
Yeah, sister, yeah, sizing. So they did, but it was a little bit broad in the front, so I did, like, take a little tuck
in the gore.
So
the,
yes,
front.
So yes. So I brought basically the two underwires together a little bit,
uh-huh,
more. And, you know, basically I put the costume on and, or in a sense, it was, I basted it together.
Yes.
The sides where the bra would be.
Go in.
And I put the bra on and then I pinned from the outside.
Yeah.
Like, how high did I want this? Do I need to cut anything off? I knew the straps were going.
Right.
So my costume was acting as my straps.
Yeah, your costume was kind of taking the place of the back of
the
bra
straps.
And the straps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, and I also thought I may have to cut something off the top of the cup. Now, it was not a real full cup. It was not even quite a demi cup. It was like a t-shirt bra.
Okay.
You know, it was a smooth cup.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a real full cup. Like,
I see.
Like, what I would call full coverage.
Uh-huh.
So, and that was one reason I went ahead and used it because I had actually bought bra cups, but then I found this while I was going through the butchered bra stuff. And it just fit me just fine, you know, by doing this thing. And then so basically what I did was, you know, the sides were there and the sides were incorporated into the side seam of the costume. And I think I tacked just the top of the cup. Did not sew it in.
So, like, kind of at the point of the cup?
Yes, is that what which it? I actually cut off.
Okay, so you kind of reshaped it a little bit.
I reshaped it, made it a little bit round. And what I did is I just serged over that to make it smooth so that, and honestly, it was like a knitted cup. I don't think anything would have happened if I
hadn't. It was a molded cup.
Like a knitted fabric over it.
Yes.
So even if I hadn't serged over it, I don't think it would have mattered.
Yeah, so your other option, and on your other Ariel costumes, you wore a separate bra.
I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. So that was an option on those costumes because of the design of the costumes. Like your first one that we've talked about, it was like a black velvet over much of it.
Well, right. It didn't, in fact, the bra just didn't even show that much.
Right.
It's like you know, it showed like, I think, in the back a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And same with your silver and blue costume. While it was mesh up top, still more coverage
was a big deal. There was just a lot more coverage.
So this had less coverage. And I think it's important for people. Let's pretend you don't have a box of bras from your daughter, you know, and yourself and your, you know.
Or whoever else.
Or whoever. Yeah. If you go to shop for a bra that you're going to alter, maybe you are okay sister sizing.
Sister sizing, doing a bizarre color if it's not going to show.
And so you only use the front of the bra. So someone could put that on their body and say, oh, okay, so my breasts fit in these cups.
Right.
Maybe it's a little, okay, for an Ariel costume, you might have been okay with like a sports bra level of compression versus a bra that you'd wear every day.
And this compressed me a little
bit. Just a tad.
Yes, yeah. I wanted it
so it was more compression than from like your normal everyday bra.
Yes.
Maybe.
It was probably not as much compression as my sports bra, but more than my everyday bra.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you just, you may not need, what do I want to say, like the perfect match to your everyday bra
situation. And, you know, and also that has to do, I think, even with comfort.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it had to be quite as comfortable as
my
everyday bra because I'm only wearing it, you know, for 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's the thing I that you kind of have to explain to people about costumes sometimes.
Right.
Is if you want to be wearing...
Believe me, I did not drive there in this costume.
Yeah, right.
It would have felt terrible.
Costumes are not things you want to lounge around in all the time.
You need to tell the person you're making the costume for that you suffer for art.
Beauty
is pain.
That's
how you know.
Yeah.
Yes. It's how you know it's art is if you're suffering.
And I want... Like, when I wear a costume for something like you did, where I'm wearing, like, leotard and tights and everything, I do want a little bit of a level of compression and security.
Well, there might be security there that you – well, we were all talking about that even backstage. Like, wouldn't it be nice just to do this in some yoga pants and a leotard? Because that's what we're comfortable in. That's what we know that we're covered in. That's what, you know, that type of thing. And everybody was kind of talking about that. You know, we know our butt cheeks don't come out.
Right.
You know,
right.
That kind of thing. And, of course, we all practiced in our costumes.
Yes.
You know, that's one reason you have a dress rehearsal, to see what can go wrong or what might go wrong or something like that. And usually we do that at least twice.
Yeah, but costumes, you know, they're their own thing. You know, they bring something to the performance, and they have to be accommodated a little bit.
And now you don't want to be so uncomfortable.
No, of course not.
You know, that it disturbs the performance.
Absolutely.
Or you don't want someone to feel so self-conscious that it, you know, say something's too low or too high or too tight. You know, and you certainly don't want something so tight that someone can't breathe or sing or whatever they need to do. But it's not going to feel like our sloppy
pajamas.
Pajama pants and t-shirt probably.
Which you know, and I love them both. I love to wear a sparkly costume sometimes and I love to wear the pajamas. So anyway, that's you inserting a bra. You butchered it, you reshaped the cups, got rid of the straps, got rid of the back. Now, do you want to talk about Catherine's dance costume a little bit?
Oh,
the black one.
Can I remember how I did that? But I did do it with a bra.
Yeah, so Catherine is Hillary's daughter.
Right.
And then once again, without getting like too personal into her body, and she's a teenager and everything.
Well, at the time, I believe she was 12.
Yeah, okay. Yes. So, you know, we don't want to get too far into it, but she had a bust measurement that was way outside the size range of the costumes right. that you order from a catalog.
Yet, she only wore like a medium.
In the other areas.
In the other areas. And we even tried the larger costume, and then it was just too big every place else.
Yeah, sure. So, anyway.
Right.
For her to look like the other dancers in the dance.
Right.
You had to work off of this ready-made costume.
Yes. And I'm trying to remember what it looked like, because there were sheer parts to it.
Yeah.
So, it was basically a black lyrical type costume.
It's like
so,
a baby doll.
Like, yeah, it was kind of like that. A lot of sheer black, and then the bra part just was, it was opaque.
Uh-huh.
And I can't remember exactly how it was cut or something, but I do remember that I could not make the neckline exactly like the other girls.
Right.
Just because of her bust.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and I said to the teacher, wasn't actually the teacher that the dress was for, but it was the owner of the studio. I said, this is going to blend in very, very well.
Right.
But if I make her the same neckline, then you would have some people. Yeah. I mean, it was something she was not going to be able to wear if I did not, you know, make it. More what?
Well, you have
with
to,
more. There's more coverage.
Yeah, you have yes. to. A lot of lingerie designers talk about this. You know, they'll right. offer certain styles up to a certain size, right. and then maybe someone says, "Hey, why isn't this available in my size?" And they said, "Well, just structurally,
right.
this does not work at a larger size."
So what I did with Catherine's is, I kept most of the bra.
Uh-huh.
I think I kept everything except the straps, actually.
Yeah.
And then I cut apart the costume and the top of the costume. I actually had to almost, like, get rid of part of the top. And then sort of use some more fabric, you know.
Uh-huh.
Found some fabric that almost, and then, you know, reshaped the front over that bra.
Uh-huh.
And then I kept the straps. You know,
from
the original costume and hooked them on. So from the back, she was exactly like them.
Yeah.
You know.
So it was really the front.
Right. It was just the front and accommodating with, you know, the cup size.
Right.
It was the cup size.
Yeah.
It was just the cup size
well,
was the problem. There wasn't a cup.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
When you buy something, a lot of the dance catalogs, they're really relying on negative ease.
They are relying on people not being real curvy.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the cheaper way to make these. That's why these costumes are so cheap.
I mean, I immediately said, oh, why did the teacher order this for
when she
knowing you're in the group?
Right.
And she said, I think Jean told her you could perform miracles, which is the owner of the studio. So later Jean said, she said, well, I told her if anybody could do it, you could.
We could.
I was like, thanks. Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. And actually, I've got like two more bra stories, I feel like, up
lots of bra. I have lots of swimsuit
gonna,
bra stories.
Yeah, we're going to have to do another butchering and building episode, I think. Okay, we'll come back after a quick break. Hey, ZD. Wouldn't it be cool if everyone who listened to this podcast could learn how to make perfectly fitting leggings directly from you, the leggings expert?
Well, yes, Mal. That's why we produce the Made to Measure Leggings class. I teach anyone, no matter their age, ability, or gender, to make perfectly fitting leggings based on their measurements. And if someone is feeling particularly generous, they can make leggings for anyone who they can get to stand still long enough to measure.
You, yes you, can get immediate access to all the videos and course materials in the Made to Measure Leggings class by going to sewhere.com/leggings. This online class allows you to complete the process at your own pace, and you own it forever, so you can rewatch it as many times as you need.
Stop struggling with the leggings that roll down or sag in the wrong places. I'll be your guide as you create leggings that are made especially for you.
No matter what your equipment or skill level, ZD covers everything from measuring, drafting, cutting, and construction on a sewing machine or serger in this class. Go to sewhere.com/leggings and get started today.
Sewing out loud.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
And we're back. Okay, I think maybe we've told this story before in some capacity, but this is an excellent bra butchering story. Really good cautionary tale here. So I was in a ballroom competition.
Imagine Mallory in a dance competition. Is anyone surprised? Go ahead.
You know, we have referenced this before a lot is when we talk about the glittery fabric.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Which kind of glittery fabric. So we.
This is one of the ones where we ordered and it was glitter.
We ordered several options, and then we chose not to use the one that was glitter falling off.
Right.
So I wanted it to be blue and gold, and we looked at lots of ballroom costumes and a lot of ballroom costumes, especially. I mean, well, I guess I was going to say especially Latin, but, you know, you see the smooth and the standard
ones
with basically a bra with, you know, a skirt attached, you know, kind of, you know, attached with little strips of fabric or whatever. So with the Latin costume for my competition, we got a bra, and our plan was to cover the bra and then to put a halter dress over the bra so that the halter could be, like,
down to
the navel. And it was backless.
So it was split. Basically, she had these little straps that sort of went over her
boobs
over
the bra.
Only, and there was no back in it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that V went all the way down to her navel.
And I was actually really mad at one of my teachers at one point because I was doing a rehearsal, and my tights had gone up on my waist farther than the dress did.
Right.
And he didn't tell me. I was like, would you have let me go out and perform like that? And, you know, it just didn't look like my back should have been bare. I was really upset. Oh, other hot tip. Nude fishnets are so cool for making your legs look awesome.
Well, right.
Okay, so I didn't know this, but, like, if you can get fishnets to match your skin tone.
Well, here's the other thing. They don't have to match real well because they're so open weaved. All they do is give you a hint of a different color.
Yeah, but
so,
like,
I mean, it obviously
you need to get in the range.
Right,
you know.
Right. Obviously, you know, if your skin is black, you want black fishnets.
Right.
But, you know, if you're up there in the faded tones, you can go with some sort of, you know, fleshy, beigey color.
Okay, so a nude, a fishnet that matches your nude will. I didn't know it did this, okay? Because I've worn tons of nude tights, you know, in my day. I've worn pink tights. I've worn black tights. You know, I've worn all these tights before. But I'd never worn a flesh tone fishnet, and they make your legs look frickin' awesome. It's like they just add shading and contouring to them. So anyway, those are awesome. So those are the tights I was wearing under it. But we were building onto this bra, right? And this bra had
padding
cups. Okay, like padding near the bottom, like a push-up bra. And Mom, you were just covering it with like a beigey fabric that was really sparkly.
For for some reason, I was on the second bra because the first bra was the wrong size or something. I can't remember.
No,
I was. I was.
We
on
went
the,
through.
I was on a second bra.
Yeah, I think maybe you were on a third bra or something.
I think I was on a second bra. I had to go to a third bra.
Okay. Well,
but I was on a second bra.
Yeah.
And I kept getting these spots on the bra. Like, I didn't know if they were oil or, like, wet or what. And I couldn't figure this out.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm sewing this by hand.
Yeah,
right?
you're...
I'm sewing stretchy, sequiny, meshy stuff over these bra cups.
Right.
And I'm getting little dots of wetness.
And so what she realizes is she'd had the knit pinned onto the bra, and she's taking the pins out and popping it into the padding.
So
and the padding was liquid.
Mallory had bought, at that time, water bras were real popular.
And it wasn't like it's not just like a bag of water.
No,
it's like a
no.
gel.
So anyway, I think it's probably like a silicone or glycerin yeah. or something. So it wouldn't like spurt out.
Right.
But I was like what? Leaking. What is it? And I would like, and then I, you know, I'd like do something else. I'd go, what? Now it's all wet again. And I haven't even touched it. It was so weird. It was so weird. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, one's a little bit smaller than the other because it, one side it finally deflated more than the
so
other.
So it wasn't like the Golden Girls episode where Blanche wears – no, no, that she wears like an inflatable bra.
Oh,
no,
it was an inflatable.
Okay, so it wasn't air. It was yeah. water. Yeah, I think she wears an inflatable bra. It was
I
really
think there's
funny.
A lot of comedic skits
yes.
with water bras.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So – just to be clear, she was...
It was clear, too. Yeah.
She was sewing around the edge of the bra, and that wasn't causing
right,
it to
where
leak.
I was putting... What I,
it was where she was taking her pins yeah. out and using the bra as a pin
so
cushion.
So where I was sewing on it, it wasn't leaking, you know? And I think it... I don't even think it was leaking while the pin was in. It was like when I took the pin out, so I really was confused.
I see. I see. So yeah. anyway... when we moved on to another bra, you still use the same sewing technique. You just didn't use the bra as a pin cushion.
Right. I think I went to glue.
Okay.
I think we're like, you said, yes, I really like that bra.
Right.
And I said, well, that's fine. I just have to approach it differently.
Yes.
And
yes.
at this time, Mallory's sewing was like, you know, not, I mean.
Not to the
not
level.
Not developed. It
you
were,
to be
you
were, for that.
Actually, I guess you were like a senior in high school.
As a senior in high school.
Yeah. So, you know, she was sewing some, making a skirt here or there, whatever, but she wasn't going to make like her own, you know, professional costume.
Well,
yet.
Yeah, I was definitely putting that in your.
Right.
You know, what do I want to say?
It was in my field.
It was in
yeah,
your
my
court,
ballpark.
For
my
sure.
court, yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway.
But she was buying the bras.
Yes.
And I wasn't reading the labels.
So we cut the straps off of that bra. It didn't have straps
yeah,
on it.
Didn't it? Okay. I
no.
would have said, wait, we cut the back out too.
No,
no we didn't.
No.
We covered the back.
Yeah. So this was actually.
That's right. We covered the whole thing.
Despite the level of skin showing
right.
In this costume, and we've got a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the level of skin showing, I felt really secure because I had a bra that was, it wasn't, you know, like full coverage.
Right.
But, you know, it was like.
Well, it was a nice bra.
Yeah.
You were covered like in a swimsuit or a bikini or something.
Yeah. And then
yeah.
we had that halter.
Right.
Which the bra was attached
right.
to. So it was completely covering me. And we had, when we say it was backless, that over fabric, that blue sequin fabric was backless. But we did allow the bra back to act as the bra back, and you covered that too,
right?
And it was in a fabric that was my skin tone, but then had sequins on it,
right?
So it was just sparkly.
And I might bring this up right here. Most costumes like that without a back, where someone is doing an athletic
yeah.
thing, like ballroom dancing, or it could be aerial, it could be baton twirling or everything. You will see a strap across the back, and sometimes you'll see elastic. And here's what I want to warn you, if anybody's going to make one of these costumes like this for somebody,
uh-huh.
be real careful. You can make a really funky looking back. No, really, you can.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to cross the elastic or move the elastic in a different way or add some fabric, because sometimes it just looks like you put this fencing across the back.
Right.
You know, and there, and people are fleshy back there.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how thin or how thick you are mm-hmm. or what, but it can, I think it can be very distracting.
Also.
So you really need to do different things if it's not looking right.
Yeah,
right.
Test it,
right. You know,
you
may
around.
Need two straps. You may need straps that cross. You may need to make the strap go higher, you know, and it, you know, higher at the high point and lower at the low point or something, because it really will make a difference on
okay,
how it looks.
And I think keeping the back of the bra back there, it didn't look stupid.
No.
It looked nice.
Yeah.
It was a nice line. And I just want to say, do put something at the back.
Right. Well, there was a real continuity to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but
you know,
do,
with,
don't.
Because you saw the bra on the front, you saw the bra on the back.
Sometimes I think people think those costumes are actually backless. And they don't realize
that's
there's
why
a mesh
there's
back
a lot
there.
Of mesh back there.
There mm-hmm. is skin tone elastic.
When you see, especially like a lot of people watch figure skating,
yeah.
and they think these girls are
like less, half naked. They're, no,
covered,
they're like all covered.
They're covered
yeah.
from their neck to the tip of their fingers in mesh.
And what you can do if you order like, you know, we love that cotton swimwear elastic for a lot
right.
of things. If you ever use that as a supportive function on a costume, then take the wearer's foundation.
Their foundation makeup.
Their makeup, mm-hmm. and use that to color it. So whether you're holding on a hat,
if you don't dye, I mean, you can dye it too, but that's especially a hat. That's what we use. Whatever elastic you use.
Yeah.
You know, if you're making a chin strap for a hat, you just put the wearer's foundation makeup on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll get on there anyway eventually. Yeah. So.
So anyway, don't, I would say, what I wanted to say in compliment to yours mm-hmm. with, you know, experimenting with placement of elastic right. and stuff like that is do use something back there because
you have to.
There is something there.
And the thing is if you don't, the wearer is going to feel uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. There's,
and I actually had someone, I'm thinking of her right now,
oh, yeah.
who said, I don't want anything back there. And mm-hmm. I said, you'll be very sorry. You'll be very, no, I just want these little straps right here. And this woman had a bust, you know,
yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like she didn't have some weight in her bust area. I mean, she had some tissue there. And while she was performing, one of the straps came loose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want us to talk to and someone you're making costume for and tell them they need a back strap, you can pay us. No, we'll call them on the phone and we'll say no. we'll give them a talking to.
I mean, the thing is security is if you have a costume failure.
No, it's a terrible.
You know, it's a terrible thing. And some people will handle it fairly well and some people don't. And sometimes people sometimes have to leave the stage.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And, you know, it's distracting. And nobody wants that to happen. You want it to go. You don't want to worry about that costume.
Right. No, so do use something mm-hmm. across the back there. But, yeah, that bra butchering story, so that bra was really showing.
Right.
And
that bra was absolutely, you know, a focal point of the costume.
And it could have been even more of a focal point. I mean, you see a lot of those Latin costumes. It's like someone's in a bra with just a piece of fabric, like, draped over them. So when you invest in that well-fitting bra or you use a bra or something like that, half your work is done for you.
Absolutely.
You know, just rhinestone it to death or something. You know what? You put a bunch of rhinestones on the bra, too.
Yeah, I think there are rhinestones
on,
too.
We have it. It's over there in the closet.
What kind of panty did you have on? Did I make you panties?
I think they are sewn in there. They're just tacked in there.
What are they?
Were they
the flesh?
They're flesh
tone,
I believe.
They were flesh? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember making it. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I was trying to remember if they were the gold or if they were the blue.
No, they're not blue.
It's teal. The costume was made, if you know about Mallory's maternity sequin outfit.
It's made out of
that was the fabric.
Yes. The other thing we want to talk about, so these examples are a little bit more like showing off the bra, you know, ones, they were a little more hidden. If you want to make yourself a bathing suit.
Absolutely.
Okay. Bill, and you have a bust that's difficult to fit. You can't find it in stores or, you know, whatever. Or you think it might be just difficult to sew for.
Right.
But, you know, you can buy a bra if you know, okay, this brand and this
size. A bra that feels comfortable.
You know. Right. Go for buying that bra and then covering it.
Just cover it with your swimsuit spandex.
And you don't have to follow the exact line of the bra.
No.
could make it kind of drapey up top.
You can gather it. You can bring all kinds of stuff.
And as you construct this, you should probably find a way to finish the edges of your fabric.
You might have to think about it a little bit.
You might have to think about it. But
now, what I have done, and Mallory knows this, is I have had a bra. Generally, with me, it's one that's maybe a little worn out already or something.
Yeah.
Or I'm trying, you know. Or I don't think it, you know, I bought it and didn't fit perfectly, but it's good enough for my swimming suit or
mm-hmm.
something like that. Is actually, I've cut the back off and added a sash back. So I had a sash on
a tie.
It was a tie back. So I didn't even have to fit the back. I
right.
knew the front fit, you know, and I didn't have to put a fitting in the back, any sort of hook. I actually tied it like bikinis are tied.
Yeah, and so when you are swimming in a bra, whether you're swimming in the ocean or a pond or a swimming suit, swimming pool, thank you.
A hot tub.
Whatever. Yes, those environments can be more damaging to the fibers and everything than just your everyday wear, but you know, that's that for bathing suits. I mean, it just right. is. And then you can think about, so I would not recommend, maybe, it depends on your preference. I'd recommend not getting a bra that's too terribly padded.
Right.
Because it'll hold water.
I have swam in sports bras because I've done a lot of paddleboarding and yoga on paddleboards and stuff. And if you fall in with something that has a lot of padding and you get up and like, and I just have taken my hands and like squeezed each boob just to get rid of the weight because they just keep draining and draining and draining.
One time, you and I, we bought a swimming suit for me out of a catalog and we had no idea.
And it was like
it had
that
huge padding in the bottom.
Yeah.
We didn't know. And I wore it to the pool and I did. Every time I got out of the pool, I'd like squeeze each one and all this water would come out.
And you say, why would a manufacturer do this?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of swimming suits don't ever get wet, you guys.
Well, that's true.
A lot of people are just wearing swimming suits and not getting in the water.
And so anyway, if you want padding, go for it.
Right.
But just be aware that that could be an issue. And then
But you can squeeze it out.
Yeah, you can. But if you are going shopping for a bra just for this purpose, you might choose a bra that isn't too cottony, that maybe is made of like a nylon or something that will let go of water.
And you might be considering nipple coverage.
Yeah.
If you don't think you're fat, if you're wanting to do something smooth, get one of those like thin.
Then you do want to.
Yeah, you know,
a molded
cut
bra.
So you'll think about those things.
Yeah.
But you I have
really
also putting. I have also putting.
You're gonna
I'm
swim
also
in a
putting.
Gonna dive into a swimsuit too.
Yeah. I have also put bras in ready-made, you know, ready-to-wear suits.
Yes.
Like it's just like because what happens is like when I went and I swam in it, the suit usually loosens up in the water.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I'm like, whoops, can't do this. Uh-huh. You know, somebody's going to pop out the side or the front or something. So I have actually added bras before and a lot of times cut the back off, like we talked before. But just to get that security that they're in the loop, so to speak.
Right.
You know.
And this really depends on your on the amount of breast tissue you have, you know.
Well, I mean, it depends on
how
much
distributed.
It depends on how firm or unfirm
that's
it is.
That's right.
It's all those sorts of. It also depends on what you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think I'm really used to feeling like they're. I like to keep mine in one spot.
Yeah.
Not everybody's like that.
No, not everyone. No. You know, cares about that as much. But yeah, you can buy some cool swim knit. Okay, really neat stuff. Maybe you find it easy to make yourself a pair of bottoms.
Right.
And then you can put your cool swim knit on your plain bra.
Right.
And get this coordinating look.
You can
take
the swim knit. You can buy plain bottoms and add an applique on the, you know.
If you want to cover your middle. Like, I'm picturing a bikini as we talk about this. Even though you and I are big fans, like, the rash guards and all
now
that.
Now we are. But all my life I wore bikinis, you know.
You can add, like, a skirt under there to make it not a skirt. It can be a skirt or it could be more like a tankini or something like that. You can do that. You can use, you know, like your t-shirt pattern or your camisole pattern to put a bottom on this bra, basically, you know, while covering it. And with knits and covering a bra, you can just kind of stretch it around there.
Yeah, you just start stretching and cut later.
Yep, start
stretching,
cut
later. Don't, like, think you've got to cut first.
No.
You can sort of put it on there, place it, pin it, clip it onto there, and then decide where you need to cut.
Right.
That's called draping.
Yep.
The other thing that you can do, since we're on suits, and of course now this is moving away from building. Well,
we're building,
but we haven't butchered. Is there are bra cups for sale, all kinds, everybody.
Yeah,
all kinds. There's shelf bras. There's, you know, molded cups. There's foam cups. There's demi cups. They're out there. I am not always. I feel like sometimes a bra. I mean, they usually cost less, just the cups.
But right.
Sometimes with the bra, I'm getting more of a garment for me that I like.
Right.
Okay. And again, I think that's personal preference. I think some people are going to be just. Now, we also just found bra that had the cups cut out of it.
That's what I don't know where that was from.
We're kind of wondering who did that because neither one of us remember, but someone may have actually just cut the cups out of the bra and put it in a suit. Maybe we did that for somebody.
I have no idea. I'll have to go find it.
Maybe if we look at the size, we'll remember who it was or something.
Right.
Maybe it was Catherine or something in a swimming suit. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? Also, if you are a burlesque, okay, we got, remember Stina in the group? Mm-hmm. She was like, I want to show off some of my
now,
racy
Matt, you,
makes.
You, well, and you, you, You used to sew for that exotic dancer.
I did. Mm-hmm. But Stina said she wanted to show off her racy makes. I was like, go for it. I mean, yeah. You know, follow.
Scroll by if you don't like it.
Follow some basic rules. You know, no, like, violence or, you know, outright nudity or whatever. But anyway, if you are wanting to make sort of an adventurous lingerie set, there's a lot of that quarter cup stuff out there or that ouvert, they'll call it, bra cup or whatever. Yeah, get yourself a normal bra and then just start cutting away at
butcher
it.
That,
you
baby.
Know,
yeah. Add a little something to it, yep. Whatever.
You know, do some lace inserts. Yeah, there's all these, you know, things out there. And if you can find your bra size on sale and then start
And I think that's something to
butcher away.
To, you know, depending on, you know, the way we do things, we find something or we see something, we go, well, that's the size of so-and-so. We'll just get that.
Right.
It's $2. So something's been marked down 44 times.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like neon pink with, you know, neon green polka dot bra that you probably wouldn't buy because you don't know where you'd wear it. But it could become an insert someday.
Yeah, there you go.
Or you could go home and cover it.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So anyway, yeah, be open to that, you know, the fact that you can modify or build upon and that they can be used in swimsuits,
so
too.
So Catherine, my granddaughter, she likes to swim in a sports bra as her swimming suit top.
Uh-huh.
Again, you know, she's busty. And then she likes, like, a pair of boy short swimming suit bottoms.
Yes.
So we do that. And then, you know, if she comes up into the studio and sees a swimsuit like her, she's like, oh, I really like that. I said, well, I can applique some of that onto that, you know, your bra top if you want, or cover the whole thing or whatever you want.
You could cover the whole thing. You could do some binding.
Sometimes
you
cut
do
little
stripe.
Fish. You cut little fishies and you draw, you know, fishy shapes, and you just applique them on there, and it's cute as can be.
Right. So you can kind of coordinate, make it look like it's a little bit more of a, you know, a style
thing. It doesn't look so gym, like out of the gym. Yeah, it looks a little bit more like the swimsuit.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, there are times when you do want to attach those bras into the outfit, you know, which I think is kind of
well. And the thing is like I said with mine, I attached the sides into the seam, which made it very stable, yet the front and the cups were somewhat floating because I just tacked them.
Right, just tacked them.
And there's a reason for that too.
Uh-huh.
Because sometimes you want to the movement that you get up. Sometimes if you tack them in too well, you move and they won't move with you.
Yeah.
So, you know, and again, that's something you try.
Yeah. You just got to check it out. I mean, I do just want to bring up, you can do weird things like add sleeves to a bra.
Yes, you
can. I mean,
can.
You know, you can do all sorts. You can add a bunch of drapey beads.
So were all your maternity swimsuits were like two-piece suits that I added?
Well,
I can't remember.
I can't either. That's going to have to be a different episode because I really need to go and look at them because I can't remember.
I know. I can't remember how they were either.
Well, I know that
we covered your belly, though.
Yes. So I wanted my belly covered just because I didn't want my belly to get
sunburned. Yeah.
Is really what I wanted.
Well, we were going to Costa Rica.
Yeah, we were going to Costa Rica, so it's going to be out in the sun a lot, and I did not want to deal with a sunburned belly. And so we bought some swim tops, and you added to them to make them more of like a tankini
deal. Right, they all had they were two pieces, but they had, you know, like a baby doll kind of style.
Right, exactly. Well, one of them, you brought the, it was a black? It was a black.
Yeah, how did I do that? I draped that.
Yeah, it was
I
a black bikini
remember.
Top. And so then you chose some lace. It was lace that was like swim knit lace.
Yeah.
And it went up to the neckline and then draped over the belly and got tight again. Like you made a tighter band that would go under the belly.
That's right. I remember that.
And that was really nice. And at the back, you had that attached to the straps where that go around and tie behind the back, mm-hmm. but you left a little gap there, you know.
So when I was pregnant with you, I took my regular swimsuit and added some fabric. And then after I had you, I took it off.
Just took it off. Right. Yeah. No, and right. I think I could take the fabric
right.
off of that swim top right. if I wanted to. You know, the way you didn't, you know, you don't have to, like, weld it on.
Right.
It just needs to be zigzagged on. So, yeah. I think that kind of covers it for bras. And
I think we've butchered some bras, but we can butcher some other things later.
That's right. So, you know, just pay attention to what things are made of when you start to cut in or poke them, you know.
But I guess, you know, the one thing I would say out of this is don't be afraid to try this.
Yeah.
And don't think you have to be like a swimsuit master to take this bra and butcher it and try and get a swimming suit out of it. You might be real surprised and you might be real happy with
and
it.
And save your old bras.
Yeah, say we have, like Mallory said, we have a plastic container up here and it says butchered bras. And some of them are just bras that aren't butchered.
Maybe it should say, like, to be butchered.
To be butchered. I mean, some of them, I think, are like from when you were pregnant and you changed bra size and you had to retire
yeah,
those bras.
And you also might want to save them for when you do make a bra and you want to use the underwire.
That's right.
So you could actually, like, legit make yourself your own bra, you know, right. not butcher it. That could be useful. So do save those because a lot of times certain parts of the bra wear out before
right.
others.
Right.
And so, you know, maybe the underwire is still okay. Maybe the hooks are okay, but the elastic's not.
Well, I think the other thing that I've also done, and we're signing off, and I just thought, is I have also had to make people boobs.
Yeah.
So I've taken a bra that maybe fit around them,
and
the cup was bigger, and then we created the cup. We filled it with sand and, you know, filling and whatever we decided to fill it with, depending on what the reason was for. But so I have taken bras that were too big
uh-huh.
in order to increase the bust size.
Yeah. For all sorts of reasons. So that could be something if you're doing something for someone who's doing drag.
Right.
I have before bought a bra that was too big in the cup and filled it out to make a, you know, look.
I just had somebody one time that said, you know, I'd like
boobs today.
I'd like to have boobs in this part. And I were like, okay. What size would you like to be?
There you go. Yeah. So And then,
you have to build the bra first because you can't make the costumes till you build the bra.
Right. You know, and we hear about a lot of people like snapping underwires and stuff. Don't throw that whole bra away.
Nope.
You'll use it for something. Okay, everybody. Well, thank you so much for listening. You can find us on Instagram. We are at SoHereCom. You can join the Self Sewn Wardrobe Facebook group. And ZD, take it away.
So long. And so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.